Hi, Tara.
Hi, Alana.
I am so excited to welcome our listeners to our weekly catch-up on sports, reality TV, and pop culture. So everyone, get ready for X's and O's and Bravo shows.
And everything in between. Welcome to the Reality Playbook.
We're on the playbook part of the reality, the A side.
Yes.
Hopefully
Sport.
folks are enjoying it. This week, we're going to just catch up on the NFL moves. Some big stuff happened. Talk a little bit about the NBA, the upcoming like playoff preview, and a little bit about the brackets. NCAA, the brackets are out. So make
Yeah,
sure
I gotta
you
finish
fill it
mine.
out.
Well, I
I have
gotta
to finish
start.
mine. Yeah. I'm actually like hosting a whole groups thing. So I need to be
Oh,
better about
wow.
that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, CBS Sports is hosting us, so you know. No advertising here. Awesome. So let's jump into NFL stuff
Okay.
because I really thought that I was like, I hope we get Justin Fields as a backup because if he develops and he's, you know, reliable, then at least if he develops a little, like maybe over 1 or 2 years and shows how great he is in a game, then you can use that as trade capital. But also like, that's also nice to have someone that can kind of grow up in the system a little bit just in case, you know, someone's knee, you know. So, but the Bears said they said that the Bears wanted, I guess, a better offer or more from the Eagles, but then they traded him, they traded Justin to Pittsburgh for what, some draft picks? I mean, I like it was like nothing.
Yeah. So I feel a little differently than you.
Okay.
I don't want any pressure on Jalen. And I know we're going to get to who we ended up getting as a backup. Because I do think Justin Fields is a better quarterback than what we have seen in Chicago.
Yes.
And it will be interesting in Pittsburgh, but I didn't, I just, I want Jalen Hurts to have a season, heck, a 2 seasons to truly, I mean, I think this is his team, but to kind of get out of the funk that we saw him in last year.
Yeah.
And I don't want, and maybe, and look, I'm making assumptions about a man I do not know. So
Yeah.
maybe it would not have affected him, but I would not want a situation where on our sports radio or in our
Right.
stadium every week, you know, people are automatically calling for the backup because the most popular Eagle is the backup quarterback, you know,
Yeah.
when
No,
the
that's
star and
fair.
not me. So
Yeah.
I just think because of what many of us have seen of
Yeah.
Justin Fields, especially in college, you have this image of, well, if Jalen throws a pick or we go 3 and out the first 2, 3 series, we call him for Justin Fields.
Yeah, we don't want no repeat of Bama and Tua. I do like though that he went to the Steelers, and I like that he's behind Russell
Wilson.
Wilson. Oh, gotta keep Russell Wilson, and I'm really happy about that because I do think that there's some level of mentorship and just like kind of not being the focus and being on a Mike Tomlin team who he's said to be like one of the best coaches. Like his guys love playing for him. And there's a reason, you know. So I'm excited to kind of see him be able to do his thing again outside of the limelight and hopefully develop into, you know, the quarterback that Pittsburgh really needs. And this is to me, this is no shade to Kenny Pickett or any of the folks that came after Big Ben. This is like the first real quarterback that they've had, like legitimate, and they've got two. So I'm excited to for Pittsburgh. I don't necessarily put on and like I don't swing a yellow towel, but I absolutely do, you know, support Mike Tomlin's team.
Now, to the point I just made about Jalen, do you think it's different with Russell and Justin because Russell's kind of on the down
Yeah.
side of his career versus,
Yeah.
you know,
I
Jalen
think
is
this
still
is.
very young, which it might feel like you're really
Yeah.
competing for this, well,
Exactly.
where you're right, like Russell could be the mentor to Justin
I
Fields.
see this as an Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes type of vibe.
Okay.
where I don't know that it'll be the same, where Smith kind of just doesn't get to throw the ball again in Kansas City. But like, there's a level, I think, of like, sharing and, being at least one black quarterback that's been in the league for a number of years, has a Super Bowl, has been to the Super Bowl, what, twice? And, it's, I think it's a thing, but it's giving Alex Smith and Pat Mahomes. All right, on the Eagles side, we have CJ Gardner-Johnson back.
Welcome back.
First of all, we should never have let him go.
Absolutely.
And he did apologize in his press conference for some of the comments he made about Billy being obnoxious. And I just think that this is a prime example of how Tom Sandoval could have literally done the exact same thing. I was in my feelings. I said it. I'm sorry. This is a great city to play for. I'm excited. Well, that's it. No, but. Oh, but. No. No buts. Just,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And honestly, what did he do? He literally, that thing was trending, like his, his comments from before was trending on Twitter. He has the press conference. We haven't heard nothing about it since, right? It's not a story.
But I think it's because Eagles fans felt just like you did. He shouldn't have left in the first place.
Yes.
And we know we're obnoxious.
Right. We're not, no one's saying that he's not right,
I think it's a
but
sign that we were both mature in this relationship. He said sorry and we accepted it. No grudges.
but you have to love us though. It's different. We're obnoxious, yeah, but like, you have to love us. You gotta
Well,
love the
I'm
obnoxiousness.
happy that he's back. Hope he can stay healthy, but
Same.
definitely help ha happy that he's back.
Same. Okay. So another folk, someone else who's come into Philly is Kenny Pickett. He was this Steelers quarterback, and now we have like at least a competent backup. Marcus went to DC. I feel better about Kenny than I do about Marcus, so that actually was a lift. And he's from Ocean Township, New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. And he actually has some throwback pictures in Eagles jersey. So we know he's like,
A Donovan McNabb jersey.
this is it for him. He's like, he is likely very happy about being on his favorite team growing up. So happy to see,
Yeah, I hope this works out. In a perfect world, though, you don't see your backup quarterback.
Right.
But hopefully, you're right. If there is ever a time that we need him
You know
in
what?
a pinch.
I'm cool with seeing him at the end of the season when we've clinched number one.
Right, the last two games of the
We
season.
clinched number one. We've got the bye. Okay. Come on out, Kenny.
What did you think though when, so the Steelers get Russell and Kenny kind of gets in his feelings, I guess, a little bit that he didn't think he was going to be competing in the quarterback's room and wanted to be traded?
I don't think it makes sense. I guess he did. I might be in my feelings about it. But everyone, I think when you're on these teams, people want, they want to
Oh, they want to
play.
play.
They
Yeah,
want to
I get
play.
it. I get it.
And that was my beef actually with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, where you keep coming back and coming back, but the QB that's standing behind you has been waiting for a minute. And he's not gonna be like, oh,
Well,
I'm glad you
I'm
got bought
sure
out.
Aaron does not care. Well, for more reasons than one, but also because Aaron actually was sitting on the bench waiting
Yeah.
for another legend to get out of
Fair.
it.
That's very fair. I just felt bad for Jordan Love because I was like, is he like, you just hope he's not losing good
But
years.
now we see,
He's got it. He's got
he'll
something
be exciting
going.
to watch this coming season.
Yeah. And yeah, so it's I'm excited to see what happens. And yeah, we'll see what happens, I guess, with having at least a competent backup. That makes me feel better. Because Marcus, I was like, what
It's
do
just funny because I feel like at least right now, I would say Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And so Justin's gonna back up Russ, but Kenny was like, mm-mm.
He's got standards. He's got standards.
Okay.
And then last but not least, we've heard officially that Josh Sweat is coming back and they're restructured his deal.
Yes.
We've heard rumblings that Hassan Reddick is they're restructuring his last year on his contract. That and so it feels, I mean, it looks good. I mean, we're just picking up defensive players left and right. It feels like every time I open up Twitter, it's like, welcome to Philly, welcome to
I'll feel
Philly.
better when I get the little buzz on my Apple Watch, the notification from the Philadelphia Eagles that we have re-signed or restructured or whatever for Hassan Reddick. I don't know. I know we've been seeing it, but like nothing has been official from the bird, so
Fair, fair.
we'll
And
see.
but yeah, I would feel, I also agree with you that when, the ink is dry on the contract, I will be very happy about I will feel much more settled about Hassan staying. So really excited. There should be a lot of fun hopefully this coming season. It looks like we're going after a lot of defensive players in free agency, which is great. And I'm also curious about the draft. If they're gonna be, looking at in the mock draft, they have Philly going after linebackers. So hopefully it'll be, we'll get there.
That is a need.
Okay, so anything else on the NFL before we jump into the NBA?
Nope, other than, like I say every week, I wish it was starting now.
All right. So the NBA, real quick before we talk about the bracket right now, did you see the game, the Dallas game, where Kyrie Irving
Left-handed.
left-handed over the Joker?
Yes,
It was a
I
beautiful
saw
shot.
it. I saw it and then I watched it over and over again.
You're just like, how? And he's in Ramadan as well. So
Right.
just shout out, because that was one of the toughest, like I was just like, what? Like I literally like turned my head and was like, wait, what happened? And interestingly enough, someone got on the internet and said that, and I believe his name is Draymond Green, and he said that Kyrie is who y'all think Kevin Durant is.
He did not say that.
So, oh yeah,
He didn't say that.
I'll
He
put that in the
did?
Instagram.
Come on,
Put that in
Draymond.
the
What is
comment
wrong with
section.
you? What? Why is he so messy? Aren't they friends? I thought they were friends now. What? Draymond, shut up. I'm sorry. And I love Sarah. Just be quiet. Stop.
I think part of it is that I don't know about you, but I've been watching like a lot of the games just to check out, talent. And I've been a little surprised that like Kevin hasn't quite taken over the Phoenix games. And it feels like Bradley Beal will show up and he'll start getting busy, which has been the big criticism, that he hasn't really shown up for Phoenix. But I've actually been a little surprised to see that like Kevin, it just doesn't seem like Kevin like is, and maybe that's just his style right now.
Also,
When we
but
get
for
into the
so much of the
playoffs,
season, they weren't on the court at the same time.
yeah, it just
I'm not saying that Draymond was so off the mark. I'm just, is it necessary to say anything? Like, that's why I wouldn't make it in reality TV. But it's
you
just,
would, because then you'd be the one reacting and it would be great.
yeah, I guess I'd be like Garcelle. But this week in the NBA gave us a they it gave us more than just that. Did you see Ant-Man?
The slam?
Anthony, yes. It's like the next dunk is more amazing than the last.
It
Last
is. I've seen so much on Instagram that I thought it was the same dunk that we were talking about maybe a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh, he's
That
got to
this
wait
one
to
was
the
last
bottom.
night.
Dang. Ant-Man is not, he is not playing out here. He's fun to watch. I actually heard that there is a concern of making him the face of the NBA right now. They want to make him, because he is the one that they believe should be the face, but nervous about,
His off court, off the court
yeah.
antics.
Yeah, but at least it's not. Okay, I won't go there because Zion is doing his thing right now. He looks good. He slimmed
I
down.
think it's going to be a generational thing. You're not going to get a Steph Curry, even LeBron. I mean, LeBron. Like, I don't know.
It's
I
just
think
they're different.
it's a
Everybody's
different
made
time.
it's different, and there's but yeah, that was what I'd heard, that they wanted to really anoint him as
Because
the
what are their
face.
options? You got Ja, Ant, Zion, and Jay. And it's so funny, Jason Tatum, because he's been around so long, you don't put him
With
with
them.
that generation, but he's not as old as the Stephs and Draymonds and
He just
KDs
turned
and
26, I
LeBrons.
think.
I don't even know why I said
But the thing
Draymond
is, if Jason
in that group,
Tatum, if they actually step up and the Celtics actually win a championship and he's the one that's really driving that, then we can be like, okay, you can be the face of the NBA. But like, I don't know, between it just seems like
Make
there's a
it
finishing
Deuce.
act.
Deuce
Huh?
can be the face.
Deuce should be, because he's so cute and precious.
He's so famous.
And he is very famous.
Well
Or
respected
Bradley
throughout
Beal's three
the
sons,
league.
they're adorable too. They got their own Instagram. That's hilarious. But anyway, but yeah, so it's been some really fun basketball to watch. Shout out to the Sixers. They beat Miami Heat yesterday. And we're still hopeful that JoJo will be back.
Do you think so? The rumor. So JoJo was at practice Monday. What are your views on? Do you bring him back, or do you just ride out the rest of the season and start over next year? What are your thoughts?
Right now we're seeded to be in the playoffs,
Later.
so if he's able to come back, I'm bringing him back.
Okay.
Because what happens if, okay, well, he doesn't perform well, okay, well, we'll just sit him, or he's got some issues, okay, just sit him down. But like, you're either gonna lose or not. But if he can come back, like, why not come back?
Okay.
It kind of feels, and I don't know if it's just because of the loss that we had with the Eagles and the Phillies, it just feels like, come on, man, this could be the year. We have momentum that this, because he was doing so
Oh
well
yeah, I
shortly.
definitely felt like we had momentum up until the injury.
And I still be looking sideways at that Denver coach. Like, even just like seeing him at the Dallas game, I was just like, I had some explicatives. It wasn't, it might be a shoe that I would be aiming at him. Shout out to George W. Bush. Michael Malone. I was like, if you hadn't forced that issue, then at least, it wouldn't have been what it was, So anyway, I digress. I think you play him, and I don't know why. I just feel a sense of urgency, but I just felt like we had so much momentum. But it also just the team is winning games. They're winning games against good teams. There might not they might not be, I mean, they beat the Knicks and then the Knicks came back and they beat us, but I mean, they're able to hang in the pack, I guess, is what I'm saying. And I think there are good enough teams in the Eastern Conference that are going to knock each other out. So it's just a matter of having to, play what, two games outside of like your first series, and you have your the next few series. I mean, if these really good teams are getting knocked out by one another, then it's like, well, it's not as bad.
They've got a tough schedule ahead of them. They play Phoenix on Wednesday. They've
Okay.
got the Lakers
Okay.
Friday, and these are all away games. They play at the Clippers on Sunday. Then the next day, they play at Sacramento before they come back home. That's a tough 4-game stretch.
It though?
I think so. Like,
I mean, is
it's without
Anthony
JoJo. We don't know if Toby's
fair?
coming. Tobias, what's up with his ankle? Some people think, it's a addition by subtraction, but still, we're definitely
But come
shorthanded.
on, like the Lakers with so AD is not there. I don't know if AD is back yet, but he had a corneal retina something,
That happened in the
retinal.
Warriors game.
Yeah. I saw on Twitter they said AD just finds new ways to get injured.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Let's see how,
I mean, the thing is like, do the Suns, do they actually like play defense, or just do you have to outscore them? That's the question
But then
I have.
can the Sixers outscore him without JoJo?
Right.
It
As
probably
long as I
can't.
think, but the thing is, like, the boys are scrappy. That's the thing. I don't know. I especially because I don't know. I'm not as worried about the Suns and the Lakers game, though, although you're seeing LeBron closing in on the playoffs. I get that.
Because the Lakers, now they're trying to get out of the
The play in,
play-in,
yeah, but
and the
it's too
West is
tight.
much more jump bunched up.
Yeah, it is very, very bunched up. But they'd have to win. Well, I guess the Kings are 39-28, so the Mavs are 39-29, so and the Lakers are 37-32, so it's fair. I do worry about the Kings. And I don't know yet about the Clippers. I don't know. I know that they are like number four right now, but I'll go in. I'm like, okay, bet we're gonna watch this Clippers game, and then it's like super flat, and they it's like, wait, what? I thought this was. So I don't know. It's gonna be interesting for sure. So we were just talking about the play-in, the whole basically. The teams with that end up in the final standings on the in the Western and the Eastern Conference that are 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th place have now there's a play-in tournament, which means that the 7 and 8 team play each other, the 9 and 10th 10th place teams play each other, and they go into a win or lose situation. And so what comes out of this play-in tournament is the final two teams on each in each conference. Those final two teams are going to be playing in the playoffs, so they get a little bit of a running start, I guess, as we would say. This the play-in tournament starts April 16th, ends on the 19th, and playoffs they start on April 20th. And right now we are six seeded, and we would be playing the Cavaliers in our round one, but the 7 and 8 seed on the Eastern Conference side would be playing the Celtics and the Bucks. So that doesn't seem like a lot of fun.
And if the season were to end today in the Eastern Conference, 7 through 10 are the Pacers, Heat, Bulls, Hawks.
Yeah.
And on the West, 7 through 10 are the Mavs, the Suns, the Lakers, and the Warriors. So that's when I'm looking at the Sixers. These last couple games, the Suns and Lakers are going to be trying to play. They got something to play for and trying to get out of those
Fair.
bottom four. And Sacramento is sitting right there on the edge at 6, and they're only a game ahead of the seventh
Fair.
seed.
Yeah, and the Thunder right now, they have the one seed, and the Timberwolves have the two seed, but they've been bouncing between each other. The Thunder and Timberwolves, they've been bouncing between each other. And the Nuggets actually are number three, which they all have 47 wins right now. The top three seed, the top three
In the West.
in the West have the same number of wins. It is absolutely going to be, I think, even more so on the Western Conference side. I think it's going to be a lot more entertaining to watch. But yeah, so it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. I'm excited that we go into the tournament this week with the college basketball men's and women's teams, and then we finish that up, and we got a couple more weeks to the play-in, and then the final or the playoffs. So we've got a lot of good basketball that's coming up.
Sixers got 14, have 14 more regular season games. Be over before you know it.
If Embiid is feeling better about, if they're feeling better about his injury and his coming back, I would say that he should have limited minutes and it should just grow and grow and grow and grow.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not the on the coaching staff. So anyway, brackets are out for the NCAA.
It's madness.
It is madness. Shout out to the Texas women's basketball team. They are the Big 12 conference
Congratulations.
champs,
Yeah.
and they were number one seeded. So I'm really excited.
Congratulations.
Thank
I
you.
do think the women's tournament is going to be the more exciting tournament
Agreed.
only because I know who those players are.
Yes. Yeah, it'll definitely be there, and yeah, it'll be very fun to watch for sure on both sides. I'm sure there'll be some fun Cinderella upsets and
But I thought I
upset
was
brackets.
surprised because I thought the networks would want to see, ideally, their final four in the women's game would be South Carolina, LSU, USC, and Iowa. Iowa and LSU are in the same bracket. Now I'm even thinking, is UConn there too? It was kind of a murderer's row for Iowa. And someone, I was listening to the Dan Le Batard show, and one of their personalities is from Iowa. The young lady's from Iowa, so she was very upset. And the guys were saying to her, well, they think that the networks want to assure that we see an LSU Iowa, as soon as possible. But I still think I was on her side. I was like, but you don't want to see them in the Elite Eight or Sweet Six Tower. That's Final Four. I'm just surprised that they would put them in the same bracket. I don't know if you can see to see where you on.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I think well, it's interesting because the South Carolina bracket, it actually has Nebraska in there. Oklahoma's got and so I think it's going to be there'll be some definitely some good games there. But you're right. I mean, we've got LSU, Creighton, Iowa, UCLA. I just see LSU, Iowa,
Is
really.
that okay? They're on the same thing.
And
Yeah, right.
then
Because
US.
UConn's in the Portland quadrant with
You,
USC.
yeah, USC, Ohio State is number two. That was actually the number one seed in the Big 12 conference. So USC and Ohio State, UConn, and yeah, so they're definitely, and you know what, this feels good to have more than just two teams that are really dope and that are competing. So hopefully, I mean, Texas
And
has Stanford in it.
Texas and Stanford are in the same quadrant.
Texas and Stanford, when it comes to women's volleyball, it is. I've seen some excellent matches from Texas and Stanford with women's volleyball. So, but yeah, it'll like I keep saying, I'm looking forward to seeing some really good basketball being played. And my Maryland women's team made it, so I'm also cheering for them. Unfortunately, they're in the same bracket as Texas, so take that with what you got. At least we have to play Iowa State as a first round. Not Iowa. Awesome. Any other thoughts on the
No, I'll
basketball
be
world?
looking forward. I will be looking forward to the tournament starting in, I guess, in earnest on Thursday. Of course, this is when America shuts down Thursday and Friday, and we're all pretending that we're working while we're
We
watching
all are at the
our
bar
computer.
watching things on our
Although
laptop.
now it's kind of easier because everybody just works from home, watches
I
the video.
remember, like, when I used to work in DC, people would literally be up in there with laptops or just be at the bars being like, whatever. Like, I'll get back to that when that happens. Now that I work from home, or I can't work from home or from like my co-working space, but to trust and believe that the TV, like the games will be on, and we might just put it on quiet mute during
Absolutely.
meetings. Anyway. I would like to ask another reality TV-esque question to you that could be applied in the sports realm. And I guess just because we just finished, Beverly Hills, and there's like a and what we're seeing right now in BPR, but Vanderpump Rules is this like villain and this, who's the villain, who's the real villain? And that's like a thing we ask in reality TV world. So I'm just curious, and pick whatever sports you want to, think about, or team of you want to think about, but who do you think is like the perceived villain, but who's the real villain?
That's
Maybe we
a
do basketball, NBA. Like, let's say NBA, especially with what I just shared about with Draymond just said. So,
The perceived villain is always going to be Draymond, right?
right. Or go or Rudy Gobert.
I would say the perceived villain is Draymond. The real villain is Rudy.
Okay. I was gonna say Nurkic as the real villain.
I only and Ru when I say Rudy, I'm kind of saying it in jest
Right,
because it's
right.
always around this time when we think back to 2020. Rudy Gobert and COVID and the microphones.
Coughing in the microphone, talking about he don't care about COVID. Bless him. Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, there might be some more. I could say maybe the real villains are the Celtics, and the perceived villains might be. That's a good question. Who's the perceived villain of the NBA right now?
Because I think that's the Celtics, right? I mean, they're the ones that seem to be like, even though the Nuggets are the defending champs, everyone seems to believe that once again, the Celtics are going to run through the playoffs.
The perceived villain is definitely the Celtics, but the Celtics coach who decided that he didn't want to let, after the whistle was blown for a timeout and he was coming out on the court, the opposing player went and tried to shoot a three, and
Oh,
he went
he
and tried
tried
to
to block
block him.
it.
So yeah, they are perceived and kind of villainous, but I would say I would have to give Michael Malone that he is the real villain.
Gotcha.
All right, that's fun. Well, that's all I got for you
That's
with
all you
sports.
got?
We don't have any MLB really to talk about yet.
Not yet. Not yet, but we're getting close.
Coming.
Getting close. So that wraps up our weekly catch up about sports with one another and you. Please like, subscribe, and leave comments for us to read. Tell a friend to tell a friend and join in the weekly catch up conversation each week. Alana, you ready to go to the other side?
Absolutely. Go Birds. Go
Go
Phils. Go
Birds.
Sixers.
Get well, JoJo.
Awkward.